Ned Pine and his owl hoots can test me. We'll see if old age has caught up to me. We'll know when this business is finished. It depends on who walks away.
Oh, Ned claims you ain't got the nerve you used to have back when you made a name for yourself. Hell, that was more than 20 years ago, according to Ned.
I never met a man I was afraid of. Leastways, not yet.
You gonna leave me here to die?
Nope. I'm gonna take your guns and put you on that stolen stud. I'll tie your bandanas around your shoulder and arm so you don't lose too much blood. It'll be up to you to find your way out of these mountains and canyons. I'm giving you a 50-50 chance to make it out of here alive. It's better odds than I aim to give you.
But I'm hurting real bad. I don't know if I can sit a saddle.
Frank shrugged, standing up with the ambusher's rifle cradled in his arm.
Better than being dead, son. I'll fetch your horse and help you into the saddle.
Oh, but Durango's 50 miles from here, across rough country to boot.
Frank halted on his way into the trees.
I can put you out of your misery now if that's what you'd prefer. Slug right between the eyes and you won't feel a damn thing. You'll just go to sleep.
You'd murder a man in cold blood.
Wasn't that what you were trying to do to me? Anyway, I'd prefer to call my shot an act of mercy.
Bowers laid his head back against a rotted tree trunk.
I reckon I'm obliged for what you're gonna do. I just ain't all that sure I'm gonna make it to town.
Life don't have many guarantees, Bowers. You got one chance to make it. Stay in your saddle and aim for Durango. Otherwise, you're gonna be buzzard food. Hold on real tight to that saddle horn, and if you know how to pray, you might try a little of that too.
He brought the bay stud back to the clearing. Bowers lay with his head on the rotten log, his shoulder surrounded by red snow.
Sit up, Bowers. I'm gonna tie off your wounds.
Oh, Jesus, my shoulder hurts. I don't think I can make it plumb to Durango.
Suit yourself. You can lie here and bleed to death, or you can sit that horse and test your luck riding out of these mountains.
You're cold-blooded, Morgan.
I'm supposed to stop looking for my son long enough to help a no-good son of a bitch who was trying to ambush me? You'd have left me for dead if you'd gotten off the first shot. Don't preach me any sermons about what a man's supposed to do.
I ain't gonna make it. I lost too much blood already.
Then just lie there and go to sleep. Won't take too long. First, you'll get real cold. Chills will set in. Then you won't be able to keep your eyes open. In an hour or two, you'll be done.
Damn, Morgan! You could take me to the closest doctor if you wanted.
I don't have the inclination, Bowers. You and the man you work for have taken my son. He's 18 years old. You want me to cough up a big ransom, more money than there is in the whole territory of Colorado, only you know I can't pay it? Ned Pine and the rest of you figured you'd lure me into a death trap. Only I got news for Ned. A death trap works two ways. The man who lays it can get killed just as easy as the prey he's trying to lure into it. Pine and Van Bergen are about to find out how it works.
You got any whiskey?
Sure do. Pint a good Kentucky sour mash. Only I ain't gonna waste any of it on you. It's gonna get cold tonight. Figure it's gonna snow. Whiskey I've got is gonna help me stay warm. I don't give a damn if you get froze stiff before you get back to Durango.
You ain't got no feelings, Morgan.
Not for trash like you. Nothing on earth worse than a damn bushwhacker.
It's what Ned told me to do.
Then ask Ned or Victor for some of their whiskey. Mine is staying in my saddlebags.
Oh, I ain't gonna make it plumb to Durango.
I'll notify your next of kin you tried as hard as you could.
Frank pulled off Bowers' bandanas.
Now sit up straight and pull off your coat so I can tie this around that shoulder as tight as I can.
Oh, it damn sure hurts.
Bowers slid his Mackinaw off his damaged arm.
A shame. Seems like they ought to make a slug that don't cause any pain when it takes a rotten bushwhacker down. No sense in hurting a dirty back shooter any more than it's absolutely necessary.
Frank hoisted Charles Bowers into the saddle, his Mackinaw covering the bandage he made for the shoulder wound. As the sun lowered in the west, spits of snow began to fall.
Tell me where I find Stump Creek, then direct me to the cabin.
Stump Creek is due west. Maybe 10 more miles across this bunch of ravines. When you get to the first creek, you swing north. Stump Creek winds right up in that canyon where the cabin is hid.
If there isn't any cabin or any creek, I'll come looking for you.
It's there. They're both there. When you get to the canyon, they'll have a guard or two posted high on them rock walls on either side. Watch your ass.
I always do. Now you best head for Durango. It'll take all you got to make the ride.
It's snowing, Morgan. How about just one sip of the sour mash?
I told you, I don't waste good whiskey on back shooters. Besides, you got leaks in you. Why let good whiskey spill on the ground?
You're a bastard, Morgan.
Maybe so, but I'm still alive. Unless you get to Durango by sunrise, the same can't be said for you. Keep that horse aimed southeast. Don't let go of the saddle horn. If you're as tough as you say you are, you'll make it.
And if I don't, what if I freeze to death?
You'll make a good meal for the coyotes and wolves. They're especially hungry this time of year. Now get riding.
How about giving me back my rifle? I may need it if the wolves get too close. They can smell blood.
No deal. You used it to take a shot at me. What's to keep you from trying it again?
You got my word, Morgan. All I'm trying to do is stay alive.
Then you'll have to do it without a gun. Heal that horse southeast.
Oh, I wish I'd killed you, Drifter.
Frank gave him a one-sided grin.
Plenty of men wish the same thing. But so far, wishing just hasn't gotten it done.
Bowers drummed his heels into the bay stallion's sides as more snow pelted down on the clearing. Frank watched Bowers ride out of sight into the trees.
He might just make it.
Frank headed for his saddle horse and pack horse with Bowers' rifle in the crook of his arm. He needed to keep moving until dark, if the weather allowed, until he found Stump Creek. During the night, he would give the canyon and the cabin an examination, making plans for the way he would make his approach tomorrow morning. Snow began to fall in wind-blown sheets as he mounted his horse and wound the lead rope on his pack horse around his saddle horn. He turned northwest.
I'm coming, Pine. Hit him!
He tilted his hat brim to block the snow.
Conrad damn sure better be in good shape when I get there.
How many years since Frank Morgan last went on the prowl to kill a man, or several of them? He couldn't recall. He tried to put his killing days behind him.
Some sons of bitches just won't let it alone. Won't let it rest.
He bore no doubts he could kill Ned Pine or Victor Van Bergen and their gangs, though getting it done carefully would take time. The patter of snowflakes drummed on Frank's hat brim and coat. He thought about Conrad, hoping the boy was okay. A kid his age had no way to prepare for the likes of Pine and Van Bergen in these more modern times. Back when Frank was a boy, the country was full of them.
I'm on my way, son.
A wall of white fell in front of him.
Just hang on until I get there. I promise I'll make those bastards pay for what they've done to you.
He guided his horse up a snowy ridge, leading his pack horse. Frank's shoulders were hunched into the wind, the collar of his Mackinaw turned up, the brim of his hat pulled down against a building wall of snow.
Seems like the weather's turned against me.
But with Conrad's life on the line, no amount of hardship would turn him aside. The boy couldn't take care of himself against a trash gang of gunslingers.
Hell, he's only 18.
The wind and more snow pelted his words into silence. His first objective was to find the stream called Stump Creek, then ride north along its banks. If Bowers wasn't telling the truth about the outlaw gang's hideout, Frank would track him down and kill him. If the weather and a shoulder wound didn't get Bowers before he got to Durango. Crossing the ridge, Frank spotted an unexpected sight. An old mountain man leading a mule.
Seems harmless enough. Most likely an old trapper or grizzly hunter.
Most of the old-time mountain men were gone now. Times had changed. To be on the safe side, Frank opened his coat so he could reach for his Colt Peacemaker. His Winchester was booted to his saddle, just in case a fight started at longer range, though he didn't expect any such thing. The old man in deerskins was minding his own business, leading his mule west into the storm with his head lowered. The mountain man, wearing a coonskin cap, stopped and watched Frank ride toward him. The mountain man kept his right hand near a belted pistol at his waist. He was out in the open, dozens of yards from any cover. He crouched a little, like he was ready for action.
No need to pull that gun, stranger. I mean you no harm.
The gray-bearded man grinned. The trapper led a mule loaded with game traps and cured beaver skins.
Hell of a thing to be caught out in this squall! I don't see many travelers in these parts, mister.
Name's Frank Morgan. I'm looking for Stump Creek and a cabin north of here in a box canyon.
Well, what in tarnation would you want with the old robber's roost? You want to dodge from the law someplace?
Nope. Leastways not around here. A gang of cutthroats led by a Jasper named Ned Pine took my 18-year-old son hostage. I aim to get my boy back.
Well, ain't one man tough enough to get that job done, Morgan. I know all about Pine and his hoodlums. They'll kill a man for sneezing if he gets too close to him. Maybe you ought to rethink what you're planning to do before it gets you killed. There could be as many as a dozen of them.
I'll think on it long and hard, mister. But I'd be obliged if you point me in the direction of Stump Creek and that hideout.
Now keep moving northwest. You'll hit the creek in about 10 miles and turn due north and follow the creek into the canyon where Stump Creek has its headwaters.
I'm grateful. Names don't mean all that much out here, but you can give me your handle if you're so inclined.
A tin pan is what I go by. Spent years panning these streams looking for color, never found so much as a single nugget. But there's plenty of beaver pelts to be had.
Appreciate the information, Tin Pan. I won't make it to the creek until it's nearly dark. If you're in mind to share a little coffee and fatback with the stranger, you can look for my fire.
Well, now, I might just do that, Morgan. Gets a mighty lonely out on these slopes. Besides, I'm plumb out of coffee. Been out for near a month now. But I got a wild turkey and we can split on the flames tonight. And turkey and fatback sounds mighty good. If it comes with coffee.
You'll be welcome at my fire, Tin Pan. I'm headed west and north until I hit the creek. I'll have a pot of coffee on by the time you get there leading that mule.
I can cover more ground than most folks figure. Mule's got more gumption than a horse when the weather gets bad like this. I'll be there, and pretty close behind you. Unless I get a shot at a good fat deer. Take me half an hour to gut him and skin him proper.
Tin Pan had a Sharps booted to the pack saddle on his mule. There was something confident about the way the old man carried himself.
Venison goes good with coffee.
Frank gazed into the snowstorm.
I may have to find a spot sheltered by trees to throw up my canvas lean-to. I don't want them to know I'm coming.
Not in this snow. The cabin you talked about is miles up the creek anyhow. Only a damn fool would be out in a storm like this. I reckon that makes both of us damn fools, don't it?
Hard to argue against it. I'll find that creek and get a fire and coffee going. It's gonna be pitch dark in an hour or two. I need to find the right spot to hide my horses and gear from prying eyes.
You won't have no problems tonight, Morgan. But if it stops snowing before sunrise, you'll have more than a path of troubles when the sun comes up. Man on a horse sticks out like a sore thumb in this country after it snows if the sun's shining. That's when you'll have to be mighty damn careful.
See you in a couple hours.
Frank urged his horse forward.
Just thinking about a cup of hot coffee and frying pan full of fatback got my belly grumbling.
I'll be there. I sure hope you got a lump of sugar to go with that coffee.
Bag full of brown sugar.
Hoo-hoo, damn! If I ain't got lucky today!
Frank rode out of sight into a stand of pines at the bottom of a steep slope. He rode directly into the snowfall, his hands and face numbed by the cold. The outlaw's trail would be gone soon. With so much snow falling, Frank now had no choice but to rely on the information Bowers and the mountain man gave him and hope for the best. The Last Gunfighter is continued on the next CD.